Blog Talk Radio. hallelujah, praise the Lord. I smile, amen, no matter what's going on. I remember to smile, amen, to give God the glory, the honor, and the praise, because he is my strength, my God. The joy of the Lord is my strength. His joy is my strength, my God. When I can delight myself in the Lord, I can make it through anything, amen. So we praise God today, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. I thank everybody for tuning in on today. I want you to do me a favor and spread the word. Spread the word. Go and tell somebody about Woman to Woman. Send a text. Send an email. Amen. Go on Facebook. If you go to my Facebook page, you'll see that I have the show posted there. And you can just take that and share it on your page so that other women will know that they have a place that they can come and be inspired. Amen. It's all about God taking us to higher heights in him. Amen. I thank God that we're not stagnant, that we're not stuck, that God has a greater plan. I want to welcome you to the broadcast on today. Welcome to Woman to Woman. Welcome to Erica Anderson in Chicago, who's already listening. Welcome to Gazelle Simmons down in Georgia. Oh, she is in Georgia, who's already listening. I say God bless you. And welcome to everybody who's already in the chat room, everybody that's already on the phone line. God bless you, and thank you so much for tuning in on today. Amen. And praise God. Let us go ahead and open in prayer. Today we're going to have an open line discussion. I'll be opening up the chat lines. Every once in a while I don't find myself with a guest, but you are my special guest on today. So I will be opening up the chat lines and the phone lines, and you will be able to call in and talk about what's on your heart, or what do you believe is on the heart of God during this time that we're living and during this season. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you, and we magnify your name on today. God, we thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. We thank you for this platform. We thank you for Woman to Woman, this broadcast, where we can come and be together and share with each other and love on each other, and God, and support each other. So Lord, I just ask that you will touch every woman, touch every man, boy, and girl, Father God, that will tune in to listen live or listen to the archives. And I just ask, Father God, that you would get the glory during this time. Take us higher in you, oh God. Heal us, deliver us, set us free, save us, oh God. Fill us with your power, oh God. Send us out on purpose, oh God. Lord, we want to leave here different than what we came in. So we just ask, Father God, that you have your way during this broadcast, even on this radio broadcast, have your way. Let your will be done. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. As you can see, I got some new music. I was looking to just update my music, so I went and bought a couple of songs, amen. I like that new one by Kirk Franklin, so I Smile, amen. Life is so much better when I smile, and you look so much better when you smile, amen. Again, I want to welcome you to the broadcast. I want to make an announcement and give a shout-out. I want to give a shout-out to leading lady Diana Flagg and the Women's Empowerment Book Club. Leading lady Diana Flagg started this book club about 2 months ago, and she selected my book, Nobody's Business, my first book, to be the first book for her book club. And the book has taken off. They have read this book. So many women were blessed by this book. So many women were delivered and set free. So many women were healed by this book. And I just thank God for him getting the glory from Nobody's Business. I don't know if you know, but Nobody's Business is the book that the Lord used to heal me. He used this book. He had me write my own deliverance. God had me write my own deliverance. That's for somebody out there. There's a book in you just waiting to come out. I know that Gazelle wrote a book, That Which Does Not Kill Us Makes Us Stronger. That Which Does Not Kill You Makes You Stronger. Powerful, powerful book. You want to get a copy of that book. You can just Google the title on or Gazelle will give me the link, and we'll make sure that we get that information so that you can get a copy of this woman's book. Her testimony is awesome. She was a guest here on Woman to Woman, and her testimony is awesome of how she went through so much in life, abuse and abusive relationships and, you know, just going through trials and tribulations. But she continued to pray, and she continued to hold on to the Lord's unchanging hand, and God brought her through. Amen. He brought her, not only brought her through, but he brought her out victorious. Come on, somebody. And that's what God wants to do in your life. He wants to take that trial that you're going through and turn it into triumph. Amen. Hallelujah. So I just thank God for him having me to write Nobody's Business, because as a result of me writing that book, I was healed, I was delivered, and so many other women were healed and delivered, and they're still being healed. Amen. I know Erica said she wanted a copy of that book. I have to make sure I get her a copy. Erica, your copies are on the way of Nobody's Business. And if you haven't read Nobody's Business and you want to read it, you can get it from Amazon.com. I have a 5-star review rating. I believe it's 4.5. Amazon.com. You can also get it from my website, nccmonline.org, or you can pick up a copy at barnesandnoble.com, or you can walk into any bookstore and ask them to order it for you. It's written since 2003, but it's still available, but you won't find it on the shelf properly. Amen. So have your bookstore order it for you, or you can get it directly from me. Amen. Praise God. So Women's Empowerment Book Club is reading, with Reading Nobody's Business. They read it for the first month, and then they read it again for the second, no, and then for the second month, they again picked one of my books, The Cry of a Woman's Heart, Healing the Pain of the Past, Traveling the Road to Victorious Living. And I did a conference call on this past Thursday with the women from the book club, and let me tell you, it was just so blessed. It was just so blessed to hear how this book is changing lives. I got a post on my wall today. I just want to read it on Facebook. I got a post on my wall, and I'm going to read that to you. But first, I want to tell you that the Empowerment Book Club, the Women's Empowerment Book Club, is a meeting next Sunday, next Saturday. Get it together, Pastor Rebecca. Next Saturday, there's going to be a meet and greet on Saturday, March the 12th at 4 o'clock p.m., and it's going to be at the Power, Praise, and Worship Ministry, 1420 South Wood Avenue in Linden, New Jersey. So you want to come out. There's going to be finger food, and we're going to be having a session there where I will be making an author appearance. Amen. And I will be going to minister to the women that are coming. So they call it an author appearance, but it's just ministry. It's an assignment to make sure that you are healed, delivered, and set free. So that's going to be next Saturday the 12th at Power, Praise, and Worship Ministries, 1420 South Wood Avenue, Linden, New Jersey. It's free. It is free. Hosted by Diana Washington Flagg, the leading lady of that ministry. Amen. So we want to invite you all to come and be a part of that if you're in the New Jersey area. And you can find me on any given Sunday at New Creation Christian Ministries, 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. Our service starts at 11 o'clock a.m. At the end of the month, I'll be preaching a revival, y'all. Amen. I tell you, God is good. He is serious about his business, and we must be about our Father's business. I have been invited to preach a revival at the Ark of Safety with Pastor Richard Spaulding and co-pastor Anita Spaulding. I'll have an address for you next week. Amen. On the 19th, I will not be having a broadcast. On the 19th, I'll be doing a publishing workshop. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. On the 19th, I will have a broadcast. Next week, I will not have a broadcast. Next week, I won't be here. I will be at a publishing workshop in Newark. Amen. I'll be sitting on a panel. Amen. So I will be part of a publishing workshop, and you want to, if you're in the Newark area, you want to be a part of that. It is the name of the seminar is the Live Your Dream, amen. It's the National Northeast Christian Writer and Publisher Convention. Just write it, amen, just write it. Saturday, March the 12th, from 9 o'clock a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m., and it's going to be at the Wyndham Garden Hotel, 550 U.S. Highway 9, routes 1 and 9, South North New Jersey. You can register online at HTTP. You can go to tinyurl.com, tinyurl.com/413KT05, amen. Or just go to Facebook or go to www.lalisajwilliams.com. And it's only $30, so I'll be there on next Saturday, amen. Okay, I'm ready to open the phone lines because I want to talk to you, but I'm going to read you the testimony that I got on my book page, Facebook page today. And Marcella Bradley, God bless you, Marcella. Marcella Bradley says, Pastor Simmons, I am part of the Women's Empowerment Book Club, and the new book that we are reading, The Cry of a Woman's Heart, is a true blessing unto me. I wish I was in New Jersey to meet you at the meet and greet, but I live in Florida. When reading this book, it feels like you are talking directly to me, especially in chapter 3. This is a true blessing to me. God bless you, Marcella. Thank you so much for letting me know that you're being blessed by the Cry of a Woman's Heart. Chapter 3 is Who Broke You? My God, hallelujah. Who broke you? So many times we go through things in life that really, really throw us for a loop, amen. And we go through traumatic experiences, but we don't have the capability of dealing with those experiences at the time that they happen. So we go through life broken, busted, and disgusted, looking for love in all of the wrong places, sick and tired of being sick and tired, you know, going from day to day, just dragging into one day and dragging out of that same day just to drag into another day. And life becomes a vicious cycle. And what is really going on, if you find yourself unhappy, if you find yourself discouraged and depressed, if you find yourself in the wrong relationships all of the time, if you find that you cannot be happy on any particular job and that you're always complaining, then I want to ask, you know, who broke you? Because chances are that there's something that has happened in your life that has not been dealt with, unresolved issues. How many of you know that there are a lot of unresolved issues that we face in life or we don't face? That's why they're unresolved. So we have to get to the point as women of God where we look at the things that have happened in our lives and we deal with the anger, the pain, the hurt, the confusion, the guilt, and the shame so that we can be healed. It's important that we give this stuff to Jesus, that we give our problems to Jesus, that we give our pain to Jesus, that we give our past to Jesus and say, God, take here I am. Take all that I am. Take my heart, take my mind, take my body, take my issues, take my soul, take my problems, take my past. And God, I just give it all to you because the Bible tells us that if anyone is in Christ Jesus, he or she is a new creation and all of the old things have passed away. All things have become new. So we have to get to the point where we're willing to just relinquish everything to God and say, God, I can't do it. I can't do it on my own anymore. I've come to the point where I just have to totally surrender. Amen. And that's what God is asking for from us. He's asking for total surrender. Are you willing to give yourself away? Are you willing to totally surrender all to God? Are you at the point where you're tired of doing it your way? Because the Bible tells us that many are the plans of the heart of a man, but the reply comes from the Lord. So you can plan do this and plan to do that, and we could go ahead with our plan, but ultimately it's God's plan that's going to prosper. It's God's plan that's going to help us, amen, to get the victory in life, to allow us to get the victory in life. You must surrender all to Jesus, amen, even the pain from your past. I've spent so many years in pain. Amen. I spent so many years in pain. But, you know, you might say, well, Pastor Rebecca, that's the past. And the past is the past. But I know many of you here listening to me on today or listening to the archives will admit that the past often comes to catch up with the future. Amen. Especially if you haven't dealt with the issues from the past. So a lot of the time we think we've left something behind, but we're carrying the residue of that thing. You might think that you have left behind the fact that you were abandoned by your father or your mother. You might think that you have left behind the fact that you were molested. You might think that you have left behind the fact that that man that you spent all those years with promised that he was going to marry you but broke up with you and then 2 months later married somebody else. We deal with stuff often by putting it under the rug. We sweep the problems under the rug. We don't deal with them. We put it under the mask and we go through life. Sometimes we, not everybody, but sometimes we go through life wearing a mask, which says I'm okay. Like Kirk Franklin says, we put that smile on our faces. And then we continue to move forward, but in reality, on the inside, we're not smiling. And, you know, I'm not contradicting the song because I think we have to smile in spite of some of the stuff that's going on in our lives. Sometimes we have to smile to keep from crying. Amen. Sometimes we have to smile just because we want to defeat the enemy, amen, because Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. The devourer comes to take away your joy. But there are times when you just have to make up your mind that you're going to smile anyway, and you're going to laugh, and you're going to be happy anyway. Like Paul says in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, Paul says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men, the Lord is at hand. The God is near. He's close by. The Lord is at hand. God says he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He is always with you. He's just a prayer away, and he's even closer than that. He's just a whisper away. Amen. God is looking over your life. He told Jeremiah, I'm watching over my word to perform it. In other words, God is watching your life to make sure that his word comes to fruition in your life. God is watching over your life to make sure that his word is made manifest in your life. Listen, God will never lie. He will never lie. He's never lied. His word is true, and that's all there is to it. Amen. So we have to get to the fact where we're trusting God. And the scripture goes on to say, be careful for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. Don't be anxious for anything. If God said it, you have to believe it, and that must settle it. That must be the end, point blank, period. There's no more discussion. There's nothing else that we have to talk about. God said that you're wonderfully and fearfully made. God says that you're the head and not the tail. God says that you're above and never beneath, that you shall be the lender and not the borrower. God says that he has a great plan for your life, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. God said it, that you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, that no weapon formed against you can prosper. God said it. God said that he it has given you the ability to get wealth, and that if you delight yourself in his word, that everything you do will prosper. God said it. God said that as a man sows, so shall he reap. My God, reaping and sowing, my God. You have to know that there is increase coming as a result of your reaping. If you reap in tears, you shall sow. And if you sow in tears, you shall reap in joy. Come on, somebody. You have to know if God said it, that settles it. You have to believe it. Amen. Believe. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You have to believe the word of God. Don't let this word depart from your lips. He told Joshua, don't let this word depart from your mouth, which means that not only do you have to read the word, not only do you have to hear the word, but you have to speak the word of God, and you have to speak it with conviction. You have to speak it being convinced that the word is true. And not only is it true, but it's true for you. Amen. So often we want to speak blessings over other people's lives, and we want to tell other people how God is going to bless them and what God is going to do. We prophesy prosperity into the lives of other people. We prophesy the word of God into the lives of other people. But when it comes to us, come on, we don't want to believe what God has said. And God is saying to you today that it's time for you to believe the word for yourself. We get a blessing, we want to give it away. And God says, no, don't give this blessing away. Now it's time for you to hold on to the blessing that I have for you, because this is your time to reap. This is your time to reap. Amen. Hallelujah. So I just thank God for his word. And Paul goes on in the word to say, rejoice. He tells God, he says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. My God, as we trust God, as we pray, as we give him our requests, as we be anxious for nothing, listen, you need to force yourself not to worry. You need to force yourself to believe God's word. You know, you need to force yourself to walk in total victory. Listen, don't let no devil in hell stop you from having, being, and doing what God has called for you to have, be, and do. Listen, the doubt will come. The devil will come and play with your mind. He will tell you it's no use. You're still broken from the past. You're still carrying the pain of the past. You can't make it to the next level. You can't be victorious in life. You can't be prosperous. You can't be successful. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. And the truth is not in him. He can't even tell the truth. Just like God can't lie, the devil can't tell the truth. Amen. So Paul says that you have to give everything to God. And when you give everything to God, God will give you a peace. My God, I feel God right now. God will give you a peace that surpasses all understanding. Listen, you think I'm upbeat and happy and positive and full of faith all the time? No, I'm not. I have to tell you the truth. I'm not. I have to make myself believe. I have to make myself walk in faith. I have to refuse to let the devil get the best of me. And some of y'all need to say, Satan, I'm not going to let you get the best of me. You just need to put that out in the atmosphere. You need to call it out. I'm not going to let you get the best of me. You know, because the thief, I told you earlier, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But we have the victory over every demonic force that comes into our lives. Don't be so concerned about the demons and Satan and who's coming against you and who doesn't like you. You go ahead and walk forth in victory, because guess what? Guess what? God is preparing a table before you in the presence of your enemies. So, look, stop praying for your enemies to go away. Pray for God to, you know, bind up the spirit of the devil off of them. But, you know, let them be around long enough to see God prepare a table before you in their presence. Come on. We have to realize that. Listen, if you're persecuted for righteousness' sake, you're blessed. My God. Hallelujah. Well, I didn't mean to preach. I got the amen corner in the chat room. Amen. But you got to know you're blessed. You know, I get so mad with Satan because he comes against me at every turn. But you know what? I already have the victory over him. And just like Paul, I get that peace that surpasses all understanding. Listen, you think I don't have people coming against me? Listen, God is doing something in my life right now, and there are people that are not happy about it. Did you hear what I'm saying? Don't you know that God can demote you and promote you on the same day? God, listen, when one door closes, what I'm really saying to you is when one door closes, a window opens. Come on, somebody. I know you were going to say when one door closes. You thought I was going to say when one door closes, another door opens. But listen, I don't need open doors. I need the windows of heaven. Oh, my God. Come on. We don't need open doors. We don't need, God will open the doors. He's already given us the keys. But we need the windows of heaven open, because that's when God is pouring out the blessings. Amen. He says, I will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing so big that you can't even receive it. So great. You won't have room enough. Like he said, Peter, cast down your net. Peter said, we've been toiling all night and we haven't caught anything. Jesus said, Peter, cast down your net. Cast down into the deep. Peter said, what did Peter say? At your word, at your word. We've been working all night, haven't caught anything, but at your word, we'll do it. And when Peter obeyed the word, what happened? He got more than enough. Amen. The net was so full that it began to break, and he had to get his boys from the other ships, amen, to come and get some of the increase. Amen. God is sending increase into the lives of those of us who will dare to believe. Force yourself to believe the report of the Lord. Amen. Make yourself believe God. Against all odds, believe God. And Paul helps us. I'm going to read this and then I'm going to open up the phone line. A peace that surpasses all understanding. And he said that peace will guard, God will, through that peace will keep your heart, and he will guard your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. Listen. That's why I need my helmet of salvation. That's why I need my breastplate of righteousness. That's why we need the shield of faith, women of God, because it's the peace of God. It's God, he's going to guard our hearts and our minds through his peace. He's going to guard our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. I have the peace in knowing that I'm fully armed. And I'm dangerous. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody dangerous for Jesus out there? Come on. It's time for us to stop being wimps. Amen. Yeah, I know we're women. We're female. We're soft. We don't have to be managed in order to be powerful. Come on, somebody. Come on. So we have to realize that we got to fight this thing. You know what? I am not scared of no devil. Satan can't get the best of me. Ah. Come on, somebody. Go ahead and declare it. I'm not scared of no devil. I'm not scared of no adversary. Satan can't get the best of me. You know, we're scared to speak that out sometimes because we're afraid of the warfare that might come. But warfare, let me tell you something. Warfare is coming anyway. Warfare is coming anyway. Amen. So you have to just make up your mind that you're going to fight in spite of being scared, in spite of being intimidated, amen. You're going to fight. Make up your mind. For Christ I live, and for Christ I die. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all of the ground, I said all of the ground is sinking sand. I'm not going out like no wimp. amen. I'm going to read this, and then I'm going to open up the phone lines because I've been preaching this morning, amen. Hallelujah. And it reads, Paul reads, finally, he says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, of these, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do. And the God of peace shall be with you. Again, the God of peace. But Paul is saying, clean up your mind. Come on. Get all that filthiness out of your mind. Stop letting the devil come up and take camp in your mind. Now, 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 now. Now, a lot of people will say, there ain't no filthiness in my mind. Listen, but if you're entertaining the lies of Satan, there's some filthiness in your mind. Come on, somebody. Which means that I have to take every thought captive, cast it down, every stronghold, make every thought obedient to the word of God. Listen. The devil tell you you're not worthy. You can't do it. You're nobody. You're not going to make it. You're going down. Listen, that's filthiness. I'm not entertaining that. I don't have time for that. The devil want to come and tell you about everybody that doesn't like you. Listen again, that's filthiness. Listen, it's not of a good report. I don't have time to entertain that. I need to keep my mind filled with the things of God. I need to keep my mind filled with the word of God so that I can continue to tear up the enemy's camp, amen, after I get my stuff, amen, and after I get some of my enemy's stuff. Because the devil, because God said that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous, my God. I don't want to be cutthroat, but my father said that, you know, I was going to take the spoils of the enemy. Come on. Because if the truth were to be told, some of that stuff is not his, is mine anyway. So we have to get to the point where we got to take back what the devil stole from us. Amen. And some of us are going to take it back with interest. My God, some of us are taking back what the devil stole with interest. Listen, clean up your mind. Put the word of God in your mind. Keep the word of God in your mind. Guard your heart. God, the God of peace, will fill you with power, amen, so that you can make it, amen. You can make it through every storm. You're going to make it. You are going to make it, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. A little sermonette for you this morning, amen, this afternoon, amen, because God is truly good and he's truly worthy to be praised. This afternoon I'll be going over to the End Times Harvest Ministries over in North New Jersey for a service. I have to get that address for you. There's going to be a platform service there. 8 wonderful, dynamic ministers of the gospel will be preaching, amen. So I will get that address for you so that you can have that information, and the service starts at 5:00 p.m. Amen. So let's open up the phone lines. God bless you, Apostle Karen Deadwilder. I see you in the chat room. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in on today. Amen. I know she has something to do later, but it's always a privilege to have vessels of honor in with us. Amen. The apostle has come. Amen. It's so such a blessing. The Bible says give honor where honor is due. And she was my guest on last week. She's the author of His Miraculous Way and 5 Rights Medication for Your Soul. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I didn't have the book in front of me, but I want to welcome her back to the listening audience on today. I'm opening up the phone lines. This next hour, 22 minutes, is open discussion with Pastor Rebecca. You can call in. I'm going to open up the phone lines and just let's talk about it. Amen. You heard what's on my heart. Let's talk about it. Amen. Hallelujah. Area code 312, you're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca.
I know who this is. This is Erica Anderson. God bless you, Erica.
God bless you.
Amen. How are you today? God bless you.
I am basking in the presence of the Lord, and I'm just enjoying hearing the excitement that you have. And today is actually a happy day and a sad day for me, but the Bible says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth, and my soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. And so I just continue to give God the glory and give him praise. Actually getting prepared to leave my house. Remember last week when we were, talking about, you had a show of we were dealing with abuse. And yeah. I was sharing with you the story about my cousin who had lost her baby in the midst of that, and that she was in jail. And she just came home yesterday. And so we're going to visit her and celebrate her being home and everything. And then we just lost a cousin Tuesday to crime in the streets. They found him dead, 23-year-old young man, in a van. And so it's a trying time right now, but God is still yet good. And so
yes.
we continue to go forth in him.
Yes, yes, amen. Hallelujah, yes. And it is a thing. That's what I was talking about earlier, being able to rejoice in the Lord and in spite of everything. And I just send my prayers out to your family. I'm just going to pray for your family right now. Father God, we praise your name. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name, Lord. You are worthy to be praised. And there's none like you, Lord. We give you the glory,
yes.
the honor, and the praise, God, for Erica Anderson and her family, Lord.
Yes.
We thank you for her cousin, oh God, who was just released from jail, oh God. And we just ask, Father God, that you, Father God, will even, Father God, begin to give direction to this young
God,
lady,
yes.
Father God, for the rest of her life. Let Erica be a testimony unto her. Let something that Erica says help her, Father God, to deal with life, Father God, to the point where her life can truly be changed, oh God.
Yes.
Help us to be saved, to know you for herself, oh Lord.
Yes.
And Lord, even the cousin that was lost, due to our tragedy, Lord. We just pray, Father God, for this family, oh God, that you would comfort them during this time, that you would strengthen them during this time, that you would walk with them during this time and make yourself real to them, manifest yourself to each and every person, oh God. In the name of Jesus, keep Erica Anderson, Father God. Comfort her, walk with her, and continue to encourage her heart, Father God, even as she encourages herself in the Lord. So, Lord, I thank you for her life, and I put a hedge of protection around this family, oh God. I put a hedge of protection around this family, Lord, and break off generational curses in the name of Jesus. Bind up the hands of Satan, Father God, off of this family, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let your rhema light shine. Even as Erica goes, let your rhema light shine in the midst of them, oh God,
yes,
and let
God.
More and more of them be saved, oh God, so that the devil cannot have any more dominion or power in their midst. So we snatch them out of the pit of hell in the name of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we declare that many will be saved in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Even during the home court, even during the services, oh God, we declare that many will get saved. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you in spite of everything going on in life, yet will we praise you.
God.
Yet will
we
give you the glory. Yet will we give you the honor. You're worthy, oh God. You're worthy to be praised. So comfort my sister on today and keep her strengthened on today. The joy of the Lord truly is her strength. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let the joy of the Lord continually be your strength, Erica.
Yes.
I know it's a hard time, but I thank God that you have Jesus. Because when you have Jesus, you can go through anything. You can handle anything. Because you have been healed. You know, and that's what I was talking about earlier, healing the pain of the past before I went into my little sermon. What we have to realize, a lot of people will say, well, that's the past, I'm okay. Or they might say, it's hard for me to deal with it, or I've already dealt with it the best way that I can by suppressing it. And when we suppress it, it just makes things worse for us because it shows up in other ways. So we have to allow ourselves to let go of the pain of the past and let God have his way and let God heal us and deliver us so that when things like this happen that have happened in your family, then you're better able to handle it.
Amen.
With the peace of the Lord.
Yes.
You know, you have the peace of the Lord right now.
God be the glory.
Amen.
Sometimes I think that, and it was so true what you were saying about a lot of times we sweep a lot of things under the rug and we choose to run from them instead of dealing with them. And I'm one of those people that every time I had, well, I used to be one of those people, let me rephrase that. Every time I had a problem or every time something came my way or the enemy brought something against me, I would run. I would run. I would always run from the place I should have been. I would always run when people came down on me, when people talked about me, when people mistreated me. I would always run from every problem that I had. And the truth is, when you get tired and you stop running, the problem is still there. And we have to get to a place where we stop running from our problems. We start looking to God for everything and looking to him to help us to deal with the problem, because it can be done. And we have to get to the place where we stop being so fearful of the enemy.
Yes.
We have to stop running from the devil, because he spends so much time attacking our lives, and he's on his job. When are we going to get on our job and start attacking him? You don't have to be afraid of him, because he's no one. The Bible tells you that he has given you the power. He's given you all the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, that nothing shall by any means hurt you. So why are we running from him if we have all of the power, not some of the power, not a little bit of the power, but all the power? Have all the power over the enemy. Why is it that we continue to keep running from him?
Yes.
If God is in us, if God has anointed us, the same power that Jesus walked on the earth with is the same power that's within us. We can overcome the enemy if we stand and trust God. You don't have to be afraid of the enemy, because he brings things your way. You have to continue to keep your mind, because the Bible says that the Lord says, I'll keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on me. If we look to God in spite of every situation that's going on, he will give you wisdom how to go through, how to deal with it. He will help you in those trying times, even if you have to cry. Even if you have to cry, because sometimes you will have to cry some days. But if you will just continue to keep pressing, if you will continue to keep trusting, if you will continue to keep calling on the name of the Lord, if you will continue to keep glorifying him in the midst of, he will change that thing, and before you know it, you'll look up and you'll be past where you were. We have to get to a place where God becomes the bigger picture, and stop exalting the enemy the way that we do, because God is ever powerful, and the same God has given us that same power, and we are powerful in him, and we don't have to be afraid of the enemy. So stop running from him. We got so many things we need to take back from the devil, and we are running from him as if we cannot defeat him. He's already defeated.
Come on.
He is already defeated. And so we have to continue to stand as women of God in God's word. Continue to stay grounded in the armor of God, because it works. And I am a witness. I am a living testimony of a young lady who didn't know which way was right, who didn't know her left from her right, who didn't know what direction to go in, who didn't know anything. But God. God said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not to our own understanding, our own way of doing things, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct you where you need to go.
Yes. My God.
We have to get to a place where we trust God. It's all about him. It's about him. And when you be about God's business, he'll be about yours.
Yes. Amen. Amen. That's the truth. That's the truth. When you be about his business, he'll be about yours. And it's all his business, you know. That's when we think about the fact that our main purpose here on life is to glorify God. But that was some powerful, those were some powerful words that you just spoke, Erica, because we need to hear that. We need to stop being afraid of the devil, and we need to stop running from him and put him under our feet where he belongs, because he's already defeated. He's already defeated. God has already given us the victory over him. But we fall short, because there are times when we are weak, you know, and I thank God, because when we are weak, then he is strong.
Strong,
and
yes.
We do fall. You know, we do have our moments, but let the moment be a moment, and don't bask in it. Don't dwell on the problem. Deal with it and keep it moving. keep it moving, because you have too much to do to stay stuck. You know, that's the plan. Anytime you feel yourself getting stuck, anytime that you feel yourself getting discouraged or disappointed or distracted, know that that's the plan of the enemy to stop you from moving forward to achieve what God has already said that you would do. If you feel yourself wanting to stay home and close the door and put your head under the covers and not talk to anybody and, you know, just retreat, then that is probably an attack. That's a spiritual attack against your destiny and against your purpose. So there are times when we have to get rest, but we cannot allow ourselves to become, to go into that cave like Elijah went into the cave when things got so bad and Jezebel threatened his life. And she said, just like what she did to these prophets, God, she said, God, take my life. If I put my life on it, something much worse is going to happen to you. And Elijah got scared, and he ran, you know, and he ran, and he ended up in the cave. And God had to ask him, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? But Elijah had gotten distracted and discouraged to the point where he believed that the cave was, that it was over. He sat under the tree and told God, just let me die. Just let me die. I'm tired, God. Just let me die. Take my life. And the thing about it is we have to realize that there is that those points when we feel the least able, when we feel the most discouraged, is at those points when God has the angels hovering over us, the ministering angels hovering over us to continue to strengthen us, continue to give us more power. When we are weak, then he is strong. When we are down to nothing, God is up to something. So, Erica, I'm just thank you for that testimony, girl. Like you said, a young lady who didn't think she could make it, you know, who wanted to give up. And here you are today. And here you are today ministering the gospel to us, encouraging others. Like Jesus told Peter, Satan wants to sift you as wheat. He wants to have you. Satan wants to get intimate with you, Peter. Satan wants to get up close and personal with you. And Jesus told Peter, but I have prayed for you. I prayed for you that your faith would not fail you. And he said, and when you come back, Peter, because you're getting ready to go through something, you are getting ready to go through something. But when you return, he said, you go back and you strengthen your brethren. You strengthen your brothers and your sisters. And what Jesus was telling Peter is, Peter, you know what? You might not have as much strength as you need to go through what you're going to go through right now with Satan, but I prayed for you already. You're already covered in my prayers. Yes. I already prayed for you that your faith would not fail you. And as long as your faith does not fail you, God will not fail you, and you will come out of this thing victorious. But not only are you coming out victorious, Peter, but you're coming out stronger. Because when you come out, you're coming out with the strength not only to help yourself, but to help somebody else. Come on, hey. My God, anybody been there? Well, you know you've been sifted and you came out of that thing, don't know how you came out. No, it was nothing but the Lord. But you came out stronger with enough strength for you, like Erica, enough strength for herself, and enough strength to help somebody else. And like me, enough strength for me, and I got enough to help somebody else.
Yes.
So I thank God for you, Erica, and your testimony. I want to say welcome to guest 2178 in the chat room. And also to open up the phone lines. The phone lines are open. Call in 646-652-4832. 646-652-4832. Erica, we're going to take another call. Did you have anything? I know you have to go.
No. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. My prayers go with you, and the peace of the Lord be with you on today as you go. Amen. Let's take another call. Area code 908, you're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
Good morning, good afternoon, rather, Pastor Rebecca and Sister Erica and those listening. God bless you. This is just Lalisa Williams listening in, tuning in. So thankful for the words today, for the encouraging words. God bless you awesome, awesome women of God. Thank God for you. I'm excited. I'm just excited about what God is doing. Oh, my God. Everything that God. Oh, wow. Pastor Rebecca, you know, we thank God for you and your ministry. We look forward to you this Saturday, March 12th. We will be expecting you there. We know you probably won't be able to stay the whole entire time because you have other obligations. And so we truly respect that. And so we'll, you know, be flexible enough to, you know, sponsor you, have you, you know, tell a little bit about your journey and your self-publishing and your publishing business and your book business. And then I know you have things to go and do, so we thank God for that. Just want you to know that, and we love you, and we love woman to woman.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yes, I made the announcement about the Just Write It publishing convention that's taking place on next Saturday. For those of you who are just tuning in, March the 12th, 2011, from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m., I'm privileged to be a part of a platform of powerful men and women who have published their own works or magazines. Some of them have published magazines, motivational books, inspirational books. There's a keynote speaker who's going to be there. I mean, I'm just, I pray that I get to hear him. I'm looking forward to it. And this woman of God, Lalisa J. Williams, I mentioned that you could go to lalisajwilliams.com to get your ticket. Amen. But she is the one putting this all together, and she is busy for the Lord. That's at the Wyndham Hotel in Newark at 550 U.S. Highway 9, U.S. Highway 9, Route 1 and 9 South. Amen. So you want to be there. Listen, so many people are calling me, Lalisa, and they have books that they've written or want to write, and they don't know what to do. So I'm sending them this way. I told them about, and I'm still telling people about this workshop, that they want to come and be a part of this workshop so that they can learn how to publish the book and to promote the book and to, you know, even begin that speaking career from the book.
Speaking career, training careers. We will help launch people in their training careers, in their speaking careers, in their entrepreneur, they want to be start a business from your book. If you like your book and you would like to start a business, we will show you other tools and other products and services that you can add to your book to make it a viable business for yourself, either a main business or a great part-time business, so that you won't get trapped, as so many feel sometimes when they have a full-time job and the economy begins to go down like it has been for the past several years. A person, you know, can feel that they still have some stability in their income and even in their activity, which can also motivate you and keep you in a joyous mode and blessing the lives of others, saving lives with, and we will show people. I had one lady coming, Pastor Rebecca, who says, I want to write a book. I feel I have a lot to write about, but I don't know where to start. I don't know what to write about. So we even help people with topics. We'll show you how to turn your knowledge, your expertise into a book, which will actually help you sell more workshops and more seminars by knowing what your how your expertise is helping someone else. For instance, if you are, let's just say, you like my sister who owns a dry cleaning business. So we've helped her write a book to help individuals how to take care of their clothing in between dry cleaning sessions. So she'll be launching that book in a couple of months this year.
Wow.
So, yeah, just an add-on to her business. So it's a way to get your name. Like, say you're a dentist. You may want to write a book on how to take care of your teeth and your gums and your just even your physical body in between dentist visits. So things like that, you know, we're able to help people do, Pastor Rebecca.
Yes, yes, and that's a blessing because we have to get everything inside of us out while we're walking this journey on earth. You know, don't go to the grave with that book on the inside of you or that expertise on the inside of you. It is just so important. Not just, Lalisa, I know even as we're speaking, that somebody is, and I call you LaLisa, Coach LaLisa, Prophetess LaLisa, Minister. She has so many different things that the Lord is doing with her in her life. I mean, this woman of God is blessed. She's in a movie, an upcoming movie. She has her own internet radio show, her own talk show, her own performance strategies company where she trains leaders in corporate America. When she goes out, she speaks to students. This woman is emptying herself out. That's what we're saying to you. Get it all out. Do not leave this earth with your legacy on the inside of you. You got to leave your legacy here. And the best way to do that is one way to do it. I mean, of course, there are many ways. I just told you about what everything that our coach LaLisa is doing. But what better way than to put it in the form of a book? What better way than to just write it? That's the name of the seminar. Just write it. Just write it down. If you could, listen, when I wrote Nobody's Business in 2003, I had no idea that in 2011 that book would be still selling like it is. It came back. It took a break. I wrote four more books. And then instead of my new book selling, my first book is selling.
Look at God.
You go figure.
Look at God. That's the kind of serve. See, if we are just obedient, if we just take that step out on faith and just do, that's why the title had to be Just Write It, because it's like, you know, Nike commercial. Just do it. Stop thinking about the great American novel. Stop worrying about who's going to buy it and how much will they buy. Don't worry about any of that. You're right, Pastor Rebecca. Just get it out from on the inside. You know, Mike. Good friend Les Brown, he always says, you got to live full and die empty. And then one of my other...
Yeah, you got to be hungry.
like Noel Jones, I heard him preaching this some years ago. He said that I want to do and be everything that God has for me. I want it all. I mean, God, you name it, and I want to go do it, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. And you are doing it, and you are doing it. I can't keep up with you. But I tell you, but you know what? I said that with reverence to what God is doing in you, because you're doing it. You know, you're out there living life to the fullest. You're living the Zoe life, the abundant life, the blessed life. You're living the prosperous life, the life that gives back. You know, and that's what I love about you. That's why I'm so glad you called in today. Because what I love about you is that everything you do is for somebody else. You're not doing this for LaLisa Day Webb. You are pouring into the lives of other people. All of your conferences, conventions, motivational speaking, preaching, it's the benefit of the people to bring people into greatness, to bring out the greatness that's on the inside of us. And everything that you do is being done to the glory of God, and it's done in such a way of excellence. You don't just throw stuff together. You have an excellent spirit about how you do things, and it's always great. Whatever God does with you, and you allow him to do it in a great way. And I just thank God for you. And then for those, you don't even know how many of us, me too, I've said this before and I keep saying it, you don't know how many of us are watching you, you know, and we're saying, go, I can't be at everything, but I'm saying, go, LaLisa, go, you go ahead, girl, you do it. And I see you, and I see what you're doing, and I applaud you, and I just thank God for you that you are stepping out on faith, that you're living life to the fullest, you're living full, and yes, you're going to leave this earth empty. So I just thank God for the testimony that your life is. After all you've been through, because you were my guest a few weeks ago, From Prostitute to Princess, I'm waiting for that book, and from the bedroom to the boardroom, everything that you've been through.
Well, let me just share this, Pastor Rebecca. You may have heard, maybe I've told you already, but on Tuesday morning, March 1st, I gave my resignation to Kentuck. So, I had to step out. And, step out on faith and,
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes. You know, I'm on every morning on the Coach LaLisa show telling people Monday through Friday to live your dream, live your dream. And the Lord kept saying to me, okay, woman of God, but you got to live yours. And you know, your dream is being an entrepreneur full-time, being in ministry full-time, because it is truly a marketplace ministry. Before I knew what that term was, you know, so God said, you know, he kept pushing me and leading me and guiding me. You know how the Holy Spirit will do us. And he just led me to March 1st. See, March 1st was coming anyway.
Yes.
And along the way, you never know how close you are to that moment.
Yes.
You see, but if you just, my grandmother, she never explained it, but she used to always say, if you just keep on living.
If you keep on living.
We would say certain things we wanted, and she would say, just keep on living.
Mm.
And I thank God, you know, and so here we are. So it's happened. And so now, and I'm telling you that because I know we've talked about me coming to, you know, do something with, you know, some of your women at your place, you know, what I'm talking about. So in the mornings now, I'm available in the mornings at least. In the afternoon,
yeah.
I'm working with a welfare to work program in Jersey City, helping.
What are you doing there at welfare to work?
Yeah, it was with a welfare to work program. I'm helping those women get the empowerment training that they need to keep a job and to get a job, and helping them to transition from a mindset of being dependent on a welfare check versus the independency of going to work every day and keeping up with your household at the same time, and transitioning them, and then helping them find jobs when they're finished with the, like, about a 20-week training program.
So you're doing a training program for them?
Yes, for the welfare to work women, and I'm basing it on the book, Release Your Power, and that's why I want to help other people take a book or a concept and be able to offer it to these, to the federal government or your state and local governments, to these programs already in place through Urban League and other places. They can go and buy, you know, Dr. Covey's book or what have you, but why can't they purchase our books and use them as their programs to change these women, since we were the ones who was literally in those states and came out of it and then wrote it.
Yeah. Yes, wow, that is powerful. You know what's even more powerful about that is that Release Your Power is about God. It's like, I am cracking up here because Release Your Power is a book where it talks about releasing your power. It has your testimony in it. But also it has God in that book and Jesus, if I'm not mistaken.
It's talking about releasing, yes, that Holy Ghost power on the inside of you to turn your life around. And so these agencies are, they see the title, Release Your Power. I used it at the school the other day at Arts High School in Newark, New Jersey, and we gave one copy away as a door prize, but the students, they wanted to know, where can we get your book, Miss Williams? Those kids don't even know, but they heard the title. Because many youth, you know, they've come through a lot already, and, you know, we don't always realize that, but that's why they're so caught up in that music. Because their lives are so tragic that they're attracted to a lot of the, you know, the rap music or the different music that is so harsh sometimes, but that's because they can identify with it because of their own harsh experiences.
Yes, amen. Well, like you said, the Lord is using you mightily, even in the marketplace, outside of the walls of the church. And I just thank God, because I wouldn't mind doing something like that with my book, Pump Up the Power.
Well, let's talk about
the life
it.
You want.
Do it.
So you
can do
have
it.
To talk about that.
We'll do probably sometime, we'll do a workshop on helping people to get to that level and what to do and how to do it. And it's really already done. So
you just
need to create that time and space to follow like a roadmap, like a blueprint, and do it.
So living your dreams is just, it can just be a day away, right at your fingertips. Like you said, just taking that leap. You took the perpetual leap, and you resigned from your job. Now, you had a very nice position at your company at Kentop.
Oh,
and
yes,
you actually took the leap of faith and said, that's it, I'm resigning, I'm going into full-time business, entrepreneurship, full-time ministry.
Yes.
Well, I want you to just speak to somebody, give somebody some words of encouragement, as to how they too can live their dream and take that leap of faith.
Oh, yes. Glory to God. First and foremost, you know, acknowledging God and all that he is, and know that God has put great and mighty treasures on the inside of you. Gifts, you know, you got to trust. You just got to trust that, first of all, that God wants the best for you, and he's not going to let you fail. You can't fail. There's no failure in God. See, remember, there's no failure, and God cannot fail. And so, you know, trusting God and really hearing the Lord, you know, being very sensitive to what the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. And, you know, then you got to do your research. You got to do your research. Research your market. Research the field that you're in. Again, if you are an author, or if you have a product or service of some other type, or if it's your ministry, if maybe you have a ministry for the homeless, a ministry for the hungry, a ministry for the youth that have gone wayward, whatever it is, you know, all of those issues are in the marketplace, every single one. They're nonprofit organizations, but God wants our hearts happy, our souls fulfilled. And when you're in pain, if your job is causing you pain, you know, God does not want that kind of pain for you. And, you know, being a business major, Pastor Rebecca, has helped me to understand how every business that you could go work for, they had to start with nothing. Every single business.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's Procter & Gamble. I don't care if it's IBM. It might be the biggest tech business. They all started with nothing. And they didn't get big overnight, and they didn't get big alone. So you got to think small. You got to think, you know, and launch, and then let God show you everyone to bring to you and let them help you. You know, God is sending me people from the internet calling up, offering services for free.
You got to
trust God. Now, you know, if you work, you can set some things up. Don't do it. You know, I've been working on this for 3 years to leave. So I didn't get up and leave overnight. So, you know, get your finances in order. You know, if you have a spouse, you know, talking with your spouse, have some finances in place. Find out how your gifts can be used in the marketplace, in the ministry. Pastor Rebecca, I'm going to be doing leadership training in the churches.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
You may have a group of people in your church that are leaders, and you may want someone to come in and do a personality assessment with them. See, a lot of churches can't work together and be more productive and efficient. It's because people are too afraid to have their members well-trained. Well, you have to empower them so that they can make your church, your ministry, your organization better. And
That's right.
Yes, and when the time is right, God, all you got to do is ask the Lord, and he will do it. You know he'll do it. I know he'll do it. You got to trust him. And guess what, Pastor Rebecca?
Yeah.
Things don't work
What's
out.
That?
Guess what? If things don't work out, please go back and get a job.
Come on. Pastor Emily said, come on.
Come on now. You know what?
Come on. Listen.
See, you gotta have confidence in yourself. The Bible said each should encourage the other better than himself. So that means you need to do some encouraging of yourself. You need to tell yourself that you are great, trust in your skills and abilities, and open your mouth. I heard you talking earlier about we have the word right in our own mouth.
Yes.
Okay. We just love you, Pastor Rebecca. I hope that encouraged somebody to...
It encouraged me. It really did. I'm laughing, but it did encourage me. And Pastor Ebony's here, too. He was listening. He was saying amen. He was your amen corner over here. But I want to say to you that you have encouraged somebody, and you have encouraged me. I did the publishing company for 6 years. I left Merrill Lynch in 2003, and from 2003 until 2009, I worked that business, Diligence Publishing Company, from my home. And then in 2009, it got a little bit dry. The book dried up, so I went down to you know, that went down to the apostles' house, and I worked there with the teenage mothers for the past 2 years. March the 4th. We're in March now, yeah. So we just, I just passed my 2-year anniversary with them. But on Monday, the day before you turned in your resignation, our CEO came over to our unit and told us that they are closing down the Mommy and Me section of the Apostles' House. So my job is now God. I mean, until May the 1st, they'll be closing my building.
You're kidding.
So, you know, God knows. He has a sense of humor, and he knows exactly what he's doing. He knows, and I'm still rejoicing because my trust is in the Lord, who is truly my source.
Wow.
And when we know that God is our source, then we, even though we are running into uncharted territory or the unknown, we still can trust, knowing that everything is going to be okay. And like you said, if things don't work out, there's always another door open. We could get a job or, you know, I don't know what I'll be doing. I have some offers on the table. And
okay.
That's another thing. When you operate in excellence, when you operate according to kingdom, people will come looking for you. When they think you're available, like as soon as my job was made the announcement that they were closing down, it was knowledge, public knowledge, people came asking me for my resume. So, you know, I just thank God because he takes care of us. Now, I know I'm living my dream. I'm in the middle of that with the church and everything and with the book. My only reason for continuing to work is to continue to minister in the marketplace because I want to continue to make an impact on people who are homeless or teenage mothers or mothers who are battered. That's my desire. And also to bring more money in for the kingdom. So for this season, yeah, so you got to know. Like you were saying, Coach Lalisa, you have to know, listen to God and see where is God placing you? What does God want you to do?
Well, you know what, Pastor Rebecca? There is another seminar, because you know better than some other people probably. That's one of the things that God has gifted me with is to want to share the information. And the reason I like seminars and conferences is because you can reach more people at one time. So it's like economies of scale. I can sit down individually one-on-one with people and show them the process. But why not gather many people in a room that saves on time and money? So one of the conferences we're about to put forth, we did one about 5 years ago, but we're going to do another one where I'm going to bring in a woman to show people, and she's here in New Jersey, how to put together your own 501c3 to do your own community development, to do your own community development corporation within your church to reach out in your local community because, you know, right now a great population that needs to be served in the social services field are those coming off welfare and those coming out of reentry.
Yeah.
Coming out of inspiration, should I say. So I'm going to have her come because she did write a grant. She was successful. She has her 501c3. I'm putting together now a team of, you know, ministers and pastors who would like to start their own CADC and, you know, and help, therefore, to give you an opportunity to make a big impact in the community and in the lives of people. So I
yeah, that's what I want. Yes, definitely. So keep me abreast of that seminar. Definitely let me know about it because that is my heart's desire to have a community development corporation that will allow people to get the services that they need in the community. The church has to, my husband said it yesterday, the church has to impact the community. So we are looking forward to that as well. And let me know, give me the date on that. Come back and let us know when you're having that particular seminar. In the meantime, I want everybody listening to, who, if you're in the North area, come over next Saturday from 9 to 3, we're going to be doing a publishing seminar, Just Write It. And you just heard Lalisa J. Williams, Coach Lalisa. She's on every morning right here on blogtalkradio.com/...
Coach Lalisa.
Coach Lalisa, L-I-L-I-S-A. Did I spell it right? L-I-L-I. S-A. S-A, amen. Coach LaLisa, so tune in to her. I mean, you're going to be, you heard her just now. There is so much more. Versi Walker comes on with her and other coaches, and they motivate you for your day. Listen, you need your personal coach. Tune into Block Talk Radio every morning at 7:30 a.m., and you will hear your motivation for the day. Amen. Powerful, powerful content. And also, come on over on next Saturday at 9 o'clock, March the 12th. Register today at lalisajwilliams.com. It is only $30, and you will be amazed at how different you leave that place. LaLisa, thank you so much, Coach LaLisa, for being with me on today. I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to come.
And don't forget, we're on Sundays at 6 with Sisters in the Spirit, and that's with me and my sister, also right here on Blog Talk Radio. So Sundays at, yes, glory to God. So we love
at 6, yeah.
Yeah, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Sisters in the Spirit. Tomorrow we have Elizabeth Allen Patty as our guest. She's an author. She will also be at the publishing convention next weekend. She writes children's books. She's out of Philadelphia, out of the church with, I believe she's with Dr. Virginia. And we know all of y'all will be preaching on April 1st and 2nd, but we'll talk more about that later. Love you, love you, love you. Thank you so much for allowing me the space and time to come on your show today and to share all of that, and we'll keep listening. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. God bless you. I love you, too, and thank you so much for your contribution. You know, it's amazing. When you begin to step out on faith, God will open up doors and introduce you to some awesome, awesome people who will help you to get where he has already ordained for you to go. You don't have to push up against any doors. God will send the people to help you. Like she said, like Coach LaLisa said, people are looking for her. People are coming to her on the Internet, on Facebook, and Facebook is a viable tool for networking, also for getting the work done. You know, networking, we think of it as just trying to rub elbows with people, but really you're casting out the net, amen, casting out the net for people, for souls to be saved, and also for partners in the soul-saving process, and also for people who are looking for you that you can help, amen. So you got to look at it as a win-win-win situation all the way around when it comes to Facebook. Don't put your personal garbage out on Facebook. Come on, somebody. I'm going to take another call. But I want to say this. Don't put your personal stuff on Facebook. You know, don't be out there putting all your family business on Facebook. Don't put half-naked pictures on Facebook, you know, especially if you're a Christian. Everything that you do on Facebook, let it glorify God. Stop fighting with each other. I see so many Christians out there fighting with each other on Facebook. And I look, and I said, well, where do you get the energy for that? It takes all of the energy I have just to keep going and to do everything. I'm a mother. I'm a wife. I have the radio show. I have the books that I'm doing. Still writing books. I have to preach. That means I have to stay in the Word. So in my spare time, I don't have any spare time. So, but if I do have any spare time, I want to spend it doing something positive. And I'll play Bejeweled Blitz on Facebook. That's where you'll find me. But I'm sure not going to be arguing with folk on Facebook. And you shouldn't be arguing with folk anyway. We should be peacemakers. The Bible says, blessed are the peacemakers. Amen. Well, I'm going to take another call. Call in now, 646-652-4832. If I put you in the air and you don't want to speak, you can feel free not to say anything. If I see you on the switchboard, I will try to put you in the air. And if you don't want to speak, you can just not say anything. There's a person here. Your number is blocked, area code 111. You're on the air. Did you want to speak? Welcome to Woman to Woman. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I figured that person wouldn't want to speak because their number was blocked. So call in 646-652-4832. Tune in next week. I'll have a guest, an author, a pastor's wife. She wrote a book, and I'm excited about having her on next. Oh, I won't be here next week. She'll be here on the 19th. She'll be here on the 19th. So tune in on the 19th at 1 o'clock. It's going to be awesome. Amen. Area code 111, did you want to speak? Okay, how about area code 973? You're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
Hi, praise the Lord, Pastor Rebecca. How are you?
Praise the Lord, Tina. How are you?
I'm good. I was listening. I was live streaming at first, but I kept losing the signal, so I just decided to call in.
Amen. So you don't have any comments?
No, not at the moment.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. And amen. I'm going to put you back on mute. Amen. Thank God for Sister Tina. She's prepared to minister. She's prepared to minister. I almost said preach. You know, it's amazing because before I took on the title of minister or preacher, I was preaching, and I shared with Tina some stories about how people would invite me to come and be a part of their platform or to speak at women's conferences. And I would get there, and I would just start preaching. I would get in the middle of the floor, and I would start preaching. And that had been, you know, licensed or taught how to preach, but it was just in me, you know. And that's what Coach LaLisa was saying. And I'm saying to you right now that some stuff is just in you, you know, and God is just determined to get it out. It's already in you. Whatever God has called you to do is already in you, whether it's a preacher, a prophet, apostle, minister, teacher, evangelist, whether it's a coach, an entrepreneur, your author, whether it's the president of the United States. God has already ordained these things to be for you. Amen. The Bible tells us that nobody can receive anything unless it was already given to that person from God. And what you have to be daring enough to do is step out on faith, and when the opportunity comes, to just say, okay, I'll embrace this opportunity. I will dare to go forward and do what I'm yearning to do on the inside of me. And you always will come up against some type of intimidation. That's a form of fear. Intimidation is a form of fear, trying to make you think that you can't do the very thing that you're getting ready to do. And I know Prophetess LaLisa can share even that she turned in her letter of resignation. Did you hear her? She told her job, I'm not going to work here anymore. You know, she probably, you know, gave them a couple of weeks notice. But she said, you know what, I got to go out and at least try to do what I believe God is calling me to do. And that's what I'm saying to you on today. Women of God, go ahead and at least try to do what you believe God is trying, is calling you to do. There is no failure. Somebody already said it on the show today. There is no failure in God. If you're in Christ, you win. You know, the key is to be in Christ. Don't try to step out and do it on your own, but just stay in Him. Stay in relationship with Him. Stay close to Him. Keep Him first. Amen. Stay in Christ. Stay connected to the Father. Through Christ, amen, we have to stay connected to the vine. That's where your life, that's where your power comes from, amen. Don't try to do this in your own strength. But guess what? Even if you don't know nothing about any of that, because when I was out there first getting ready to start preaching and speaking and writing books, I didn't know anything about any of that. Trust God. Trust God. If you don't know nothing about any of that, just go ahead and take the plunge anyway. Go ahead and take the plunge. Take the plunge. And you know what? Do it with everything in you. And I know somebody's saying, well, I did it, but I was scared, so I messed up. Well, listen, do it scared and do it with everything in you. If you get fear, push past the fear, turn the fear into excitement, start jumping up and down, walk across the floor, spin around a few times, touch your head, you know, say hallelujah. But whatever it is, do it with everything in you. If it's motivational speaking, if it's preaching, if it's writing a book, if it's standing before people, if it's ushering in the church, whatever it is, give it your all. Give it your all. Don't leave with nothing in you. Don't leave this earth with nothing in you. And whatever assignment you have, don't leave that assignment with anything left. Like Erica. Erica Anderson came on here. Erica, are you still there? I don't know.
I'm here.
Are you still? Amen. Like Erica. Erica came on here. Listen, did y'all hear Erica preach? Now, Erica does not have a title, minister or preacher. Amen. But Erica preached. Amen, at the beginning of this broadcast, because it was in her belly like liquid fire run up in her bones, and she couldn't contain herself. Erica, you preach.
Amen.
She preached in spite of everything, and I'm opening up the lines now so that anybody can speak that wants to speak. If you have anything to say in this last 31 minutes, I want to tell you that you can still call in. We only have 30 minutes. This afternoon, I'll be going over to End Time Harvest Ministries. And over there, Sister Tina is going to be ministering. I'm just going to say it. Sister Tina is going to be preaching. I'm sorry, Tina. But Tina's going to be ministering there. Catherine Griggs, Minister Catherine Griggs, is on the platform. Also, Prophetess Angie Singletary is on the platform. I don't know who else is on the platform, but it's over at End Time Harvest Ministries in Newark. I don't have the address. Tina, can you give us the address to the church?
I can't think of the actual number, but it's on Chancellor Avenue in North New Jersey. Chancellor Avenue and Hobson Street in North New Jersey. If you know where Chancellor Avenue and Hobson Street, if you're familiar with Wequeg High School in North, it's two blocks up from Wequeg High School.
Amen. So Chancellor Avenue in North, two blocks up from Wequeg High School. End Time Harvest Ministries. You want to be there at 5 o'clock tonight. God's going to move. Listen, when he said, "Well, two or more are gathered in my presence, I shall be there with them. I will be in the midst." Amen. God's going to move. Amen. And I just thank God for the privilege of being able to go and sit and partake of the ministry of these women of God. So that's it for my announcement. But what I'm saying is, whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord. Amen. And even if the devil tries to come and stop you, press through what he's trying to do. Well, I only have 29 minutes.
Hello?
Amen. Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's 364 Chancellor Avenue.
Okay. 364 Chancellor Avenue, 364 Chancellor Avenue, Pastor Gwendolyn Carson. There's a platform service, 8 preachers, 8 speakers, amen, and 8 ministers, 8 totals. There's speakers, preachers, ministers, 8 women will be bringing forth the word of God. So I'm looking forward to it. And if you're in the area, come on over. Okay, so the phone lines are open. What's on your heart is only, I don't have any more callers. So the phone lines are open. Call in 646-652-4832. Anybody else have anything that's on your heart that you want to share?
I'm just looking for God to continue to have his way.
You're looking for?
I'm continuing to look for God to have his way.
Amen. 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 And God is going to continue to have his way. You know, we're in a realm. I just want to share this. We're in the realm of kingdom, you know, where the Lord, I don't know, I hear some background noise, I'm going to have to meet you all out. But we're in the realm of kingdom where the Lord is, he is looking for some vessels that he can use, that he can pour out his glory on. God is looking for some vessels that he can pour out his glory on. And we have to be in position, allow ourselves to be in position to be those vessels. Now, somebody might say, well, what do I have to do? Do I jockey for position? Do I need to know a lot of people? Do I you know, try to be something that I'm not. No, absolutely not. You just have to make yourself available to his spirit, which means that to be in total relationship with God, allow yourself to continue to walk with him and to talk with him. Read the word of God. I got so frustrated this week, ladies. I really got frustrated this week because I couldn't find enough time to read my Bible. Now, somebody might laugh at me and say, you know what, that's a small thing, Pastor Rebecca. But for me, it's a big thing. You know, I mean, yeah, I was able to read my Bible every day because I have it on my phone. And, you know, I could just at any time, I could just pull up the Bible application on my phone and read the Bible. But I like to sit down on the couch with my book Bible, yeah. You know, the big Bible, my study Bible. And I like to really, like, just turn the pages. There's something about turning the pages of the Bible and seeing the study notes and seeing the reference, and then you go over to that scripture, and then you go back to another scripture, and to feel the presence of the Lord as he comes in to sup at the fellowship with you as you're in his word. I mean, there is nothing for me that's more powerful than getting into the word of God other than prayer. You know, because prayer is another way that I get into his presence, you know, and we need to be praying, we need to be reading the Bible, and we need to be praising God in spite of it all, to continually praise the Lord. When the devil is coming at us, we have to praise God, and even when things are good, we have to praise God, because it's, you know, like I said, they closed down my job, and if I hadn't have been a praiser, then I'm sure the blessings would not have been trying to overtake me. But see, I've been through something on that job. You know, when you've been through something and you stay to the end and you endure, there were many times that I felt like quitting, but I refused to quit. And I passed the test, and the situation turned around to where I was walking in victory, and today I can say I'm walking in victory in that thing, and have been for at least 6 months. But I did not quit, and because you didn't quit, this is what God is saying, because you didn't quit, there is promotion in store for you. He will make your enemies your footstool. Come on. So what we have to realize is that even though the devil, it looks like the enemy is winning, he's not winning. He's already defeated. Like Erica said earlier, he's already defeated. It's just that is an indication. If you're going through a lot today, if you're going through a lot of opposition, and I know, Tina, you're going through something right now because you're getting ready to preach the word. You're getting ready to go forth and stand on the platform and minister from God's word. So if you're going through something, it's only because the devil already knows that God's getting ready to get the glory in your life. Come on. The devil already knows. Listen, he already knows you're about to, Erica. Devil already knows you're about to be a powerful preacher. As a matter of fact, you already are a powerful preacher. You know, Minister Lalisa talked about stepping out on faith with her job. She's going to go through something too, but the devil already knows that she's a millionaire. She's going to be a millionaire. She's going to be able to sow millions into the kingdom of God because she's not scared to step out on faith. She's not afraid to do what God called her to do. There are millions coming her way. They're not because she's out there for the money, but because she's courageous enough to trust God and his word. Amen. And when when we can trust him, when we get to the point when we let go and let God. I went to a Marvin Sapp concert a couple of weeks ago. I won tickets and went to a Marvin Sapp concert, and he talked about losing his wife. He was in the middle of a tour, and his wife lost a battle with cancer, and she died. She transitioned. She went home to be with the Lord. And Marvin Sapp said he had these three kids that needed their mothers. They were, you know, 3, 12, and I think like 19 years old. And he said he looked at his kids and he shook his head and he went out and he sat in his car and he turned on the radio. He was sitting there crying and he turned on the radio and the song came on. Just when I stopped worrying, when I let go and let God, just when I let go and let God have his way, that's when I stopped worrying. It was the James Fortune song, Let Go, Let God. But that song, he started singing that song, and there was such an anointing in that song. And why did I tell that story? I told that story to say that when we let go and let God, then the anointing can come in that we need to do what God is telling and calling us to do. See, Minister LaLisa is anointed to go and to do marketplace ministry. She's anointed to help churches start their community development corporation. She's anointed to write books. She's anointed to go and speak to students in the Newark High School area. She's anointed to go and speak to women on welfare because she's not only has she been through it, she's walked the walk, but she has let go and let God have his way. Amen. She's moving out of her own way, Tina. Amen. She's letting God have his way. And that's what God is saying to us on today. Women of God, I'm here. I started only to do an hour show today. My daughter said, 90 minutes. I said, I'm going to do 90 minutes. I don't have a guest. You know, when I don't have a guest, the callers are not as many. One day it's not going to be that way. But I'm going to keep talking. I'm going to keep talking. Ma'am. See, ladies, I'm going to keep talking. I'm going to keep talking. I talked to nobody was there. I have talked to an empty switchboard, an empty chat room, but I knew that one person was going to listen to the archives. Come on. Come on, somebody. You know, I knew that one person was going to be encouraged by listening to the archives. And if I could just help one person, you know, I mean, my goals are much loftier than that now. I want to help millions. You know, I want to help the world. You know, I want to change the world. One radio show, one speech, one book, one sermon, one seminar at a time. But at that then, it was just one person coming. And that person, and then two came, and then three, and then 500 were listening. You know, and then some days I have 500, and some days I have two. Not two, maybe seven, maybe 20. I'm sorry, I haven't been seven in a while, maybe 20. But the thing about it is, I'm going to keep talking because it's my, that's my calling to exhort, to empower, to edify, to educate, to emancipate, you know, to uplift, to encourage, and to pull my sisters, to pull my brothers, and say, look, don't give up. You're just that close to your breakthrough. Don't quit. Don't get discouraged. Now, the money might be low. My money is low. And you might can't go to those fancy places you might want to go. But guess what? God is still in control. And your day is coming. Oh, happy day. Your day is coming. When you're going to be able to have more than enough money. God is a God. He's El Shaddai. He's the Almighty One. Amen. More than enough. He's the God of more than enough. Listen, ladies, Erica, LaLisa, Tina, and Gazelle, and our guests in the chat room, and those who are listening via the archives, listen. When God called me to preach, I didn't know how to preach. I was like, how am I going to do that? So guess what? I ran from it. I didn't do it. I ignored the call. I acted like God wasn't calling me until God hit me up in my car one day in a rainstorm and said, didn't I tell you to preach my gospel? So now I couldn't look to man. Like Paul said, when I got the call, I didn't go running to man. I went off for 3 years and spent time with God. And that's what I did. I spent some time with the Lord. And then when I stepped out, but I knew it was fire in my belly. And I began to preach that gospel and preach the gospel. And people began to respond because God had called me. And I dared to believe that God had called me. And that can apply to preaching. It can apply to prophesying. It can apply to stepping out on faith and starting your own company, writing a book, of being in a relationship, when you know that that thing is for you, when God called you to that thing, there's a knowing on the inside of you that you can't deny. It's like, I've got to do this. Like Lalisa, she has to do this. She can't stay up in that office. She can't stay up in that job. God will make it so miserable for you that you can't help but leave. You'll be like, I got to get out of here. Now, sometimes he's not telling you to go. If you're miserable, he's trying to get something out of you. He's trying to develop you and grow you. But then there are other times when he's saying, listen, I've been released you from that job.
You know, Pastor Rebecca?
Yes.
You know, he was so right. You know, before he told me to go, he said change. In November of last year, I was ready to go. I said, God, I know it's time to go. He said, but before you go, you got to change. And he told me things had transpired on the job, and he told me to go humble yourself. He said, you know, but now remember, when we humble ourselves, we're humbling ourselves under the mighty hand of God.
Yeah.
So what we think is going to break us and take us so low that we cannot come back, God is, you know, he has his hand on us. And so he's like, he's got your back, you know. And when you humble yourself and you say you're sorry and you apologize for the things that you know in your heart, nobody has to tell you that what you did was wrong and what you said was wrong. And, you know, sometimes we want to avoid it and act like we don't know. But he had me do that. And I'm so glad, because had I walked away from the job at that point, you see, there would have been that unfinished business, so to speak. But,
yeah.
Sometimes, even in relationships, you know, in a relationship, you know, it's that you got to change before you go.
Sometimes
I go from one bad relationship to another one, because before they left the last bad one, they should have changed.
Oh.
Not that God don't want you to go, but because you didn't change, when you get to the new relationship, you're going to be back at the same old spot. And the same thing with some churches. People want to change church and change church. Well, no, change yourself, then change.
Come on, you got to say it.
Nothing wrong with going to a new church if that's what God has told you. We know ain't nothing wrong with it if he told you. But don't go without your change, because you're going to take the same thing over into the next house, and then you're going to have the same problem. And so anyway, so bless you, Pastor.
Whoa.
Oh.
Oh, that's good. Oh, wow. That change before you go. Wow. Wow, don't go with the same. And that's why I had to go through hell or this job, because I left two jobs previous to this job, and I left those jobs, but I didn't change. I took my bitterness, my unforgiveness, I took my anger, I took my hurt, my pain right with me, and I did not change. And then I released it, but each place I forgave, but I didn't get what I needed before I left. Sometimes God, he wants to change us in the middle of that situation so that when we leave, we don't have to repeat the test. We don't have to go through the same thing all over again. We get the victory, and people see us getting the victory. You know, those same people that persecute you see you humble, see you not retaliating when they come against you, see you loving them, although they're not doing nothing but being a thorn in your side, see you serving them when they're not doing nothing but trying to put their foot on your neck. You know, so, we went through the same thing. I had to change this time. So now when they closed down the job, they closed it down. I didn't have to walk out. Because God was like, you passed the test, you know. And not only am I closing this down, but I opened many, there's a window open. There are blessings waiting for you, because I opened many other doors for you. So, yeah, once you get that lesson, you're in position. Once you get the lesson, you're in position to receive the blessing.
Yeah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, amen, hallelujah. I feel God's power right now. that he is, and like I said, Lalisa, you are going to hit that million. You're going to be a millionaire. Much will come into your bosom. I see God bringing a lot of money your way, resources.
Exactly.
You have paid the price in many areas of life, but God said you've been faithful over a few things, and now he's putting you over much. He's making you ruler over much. And there are many people that are looking for you. Your name, he's making your name great. God says, I will make your name great, where they will know who you are. And because of your faithfulness, it's only because of your faithfulness. You know, you're trusting him. You're living for him. You turned your, you allow God to turn your life around. You gave your life over to him. You could still be out there prostituting. You still could be out there living the devil's life.
Yeah.
But you gave your life to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
And
I
he's
going to
bless you.
Oh, what he has blessed us with. And like you said, there are so many people. You know, the kingdom is just, I mean, awesome, right? And so there's these women and men and then the youth. And, you know, oh, my God, wow, we're just vessels. We're just vessels that God pour through us.
Yeah.
We know that we're his vessels. So, therefore, we may get scratches. We may get a dent here and there, you know, but that makes us nonetheless powerful. Because it's
Amen.
His power that's within us. So
Amen.
I may look outside, you know, all bruised up and banged up. I may look like that on the outside. But see, it's what's on the inside that makes it count. Not
Amen.
The outside. That's why you can't look at, you can't judge a man by the outside. Because it's what's on the inside. And man, oh man, oh man. Forget
God.
That. If we ever.
Holy God.
Ever just. I could take that brother that's been on drugs or that's been incarcerated or that sister that has been a prostitute and has been an alcoholic or has been promiscuous or, my God, and just realize that the power of God that is within him or her.
Mm.
Oh, Lord. And just let that power, that the glory of the Lord, you know, fill the place, fill the temple. So when they, you know what I'm saying? And then, therefore, we look for real change in people's lives. We look for marriages to be restored. You know, we look for people to get back into right relationship with their mother or their father. We look for siblings to get back into right relationship with each other, you know, and worship the Lord anyway. So I'm just excited, Pastor Rebecca.
I can tell. And you should be, because the Lord is just expanding your territory, you know, expanding your horizons, and, you know, you are going, your reach is great. Your reach is great, you know. The same girl who couldn't make it through grammar school at one time, you know, sitting before government officials and dignitaries. And
the girl who didn't know what a government official was, who could not spell the word diplomat, who didn't understand. Girl, listen. The woman who was 33 but hanging at the fox trap but yet couldn't do fractions. Hello?
Mm.
Could be at a 30-something trying to get a man but can't do fractions, which is a third grade of operation. You do that in the, you learn fractions in your third, fourth grade. But God.
Yeah.
But God knows the end of a thing. And so God, you just release it. And so he'll let a girl who didn't know fractions at 33 end up, you know, at 53 in a PhD program. You wonder, how does that happen? And then to stand before students in a – I said I was jealous. When I was in school, y'all's age, I was jealous of kids like y'all. Smart kids who had talent and they knew about it and singing and dancing and playing the piano and all that stuff. I was jealous of kids like that. So, you know, for me just to be here, standing in front of you, I'm looking at y'all. I'm in awe. Because when I was your age, I was high, drunk, sitting somewhere, God only knows what. I'm amazed. I said, I'm simply amazed at you. And because of that, then they were amazed at me. But not at me.
God in me. I'm amazed at them because where they are, and they're amazed at the fact that you can stand before us and tell us that, like you're looking today.
My goodness. My goodness. Glory.
Do is stand before these children. If you go stand before them, you don't have to. I didn't have no super duper fancy words to throw out at them.
Jesus.
You don't need that. No, no. You just need to show them the reality is that was then and this is now. And if it happened for me, because what you might say, well, they're only in the 12th grade. Well, what's there? That was then. Well, many of them, their that was then is that they know their grades are slipping.
Come on.
They don't have the college applications in. They know that they waiting to go be a booty call to some boy tonight or some girl tonight girl and boy on boy. They know that.
You gotta come on.
That's where they slipping at, y'all. They may look all cute and got all cleaned up, but that's where they're slipping. And so, yeah, they need to hear your story of that was then and this is now so that they can get their grades on track.
Yes.
Get those college applications done ahead of time. Get their scores high enough so they can get the full scholarships that go to waste every year because no one applies for them.
Glory God.
My goodness.
You see, glory that's God. What, but if we come real, they'll get there. But if we keep trying to send people in there that only want to talk about, use all these high psychological terms and all that stuff, that's all fine and good, I guess. But I'm talking about really reaching them with the real
deal.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And that's what it's about.
Yes.
So that they can start having hope for their future. I'm tired of these young people talking about, I might not live that long.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if you were here earlier, but that's what, you know, Erica was saying, that her young cousin was, you know, his life was cut off in a violent manner. She's in Chicago. And we know, you know, that there's a lot of that going on in Chicago and here in Newark. In the Newark area, in the Newark vicinity, all this town surrounding, nobody's exempt. Even in the suburbs, they got their own issues. I was reading a newspaper. I was looking at a video about this lady who put her 3-year-old baby in the oven and cooked it. And so he, you know, that is devastating to me that she, I don't know if she killed the baby first, the 3-year-old first, or if she stuck him in the oven while he was sleeping, but he died. And it's like, what kind of monster you would think, but like the girl was saying, don't be so quick to judge. That woman has some unresolved issues. She has some pain that just really finally got to the point where it was demonic, and it got the best of her. So we have to know that our reach, when we're speaking, every opportunity that you have to speak, you have the opportunity to not only change a life, but to save a life.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So to God be the glory, I tell you, this has really encouraged me in my walk and what I do. God is speaking, and he's just saying in a small, still voice, just do my will. Just do my will. Whatever my will is for your life, we don't have to get all churchy and make you think like everybody wants to do something. LaLisa, everybody wants to do something in the church. And what we have to realize is that God's will goes beyond the doors of the four walls of the church.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, if we are in the church, who's going to help those people that don't want to come up in the church?
Come on. Say that.
Amen. As long as
go ahead, LaLisa.
Yeah, sometimes we just have to remember, too, that, you know, Jesus had a ministry outside and inside the church.
Did he? Yes.
Scriptures tell you about when he went into the synagogue, so it wasn't like it wasn't an opportunity for him to be there every day. He chose to speak out in the wilderness, and that's what we got out here. We got a wilderness, y'all. And we need to be out in the wilderness speaking to those who are lost. And they'll never know. Some of them don't even know they're lost until they hear the word.
Amen.
Until they hear us talk about the goodness of God. Now, I have no doubt that these young people in that room sense the presence of God.
My goodness.
Without me ever saying, let's bow our heads and pray.
Wow.
I know they did. Because God said it. He said, where you go, I know it's in the book of 2 Corinthians, he says, where you go, I will make you an aroma.
My God, yes, he did.
Okay.
That's good.
So you don't have to get up there and say, bow your heads, let's pray. You don't have to get, I mean, there's a time for that. We understand that. But no. If the aroma of God is with you, wherever you go, those that are being saved, guess what? They're going to feel it. And they're going to be attracted to that. And then you will see them come to your church, maybe not your church or some other church. It doesn't matter because we're one church. We're one body.
Yes, amen.
Yeah, we just have to go be that aroma of God in the workplace. You know, I could have stayed easily, but God called me to something else. Just like with Abraham. Abraham could have stayed in the land where he was easily, but God called him somewhere else.
Amen.
Yeah. You gotta
okay,
know when
it's
your
as simple
is,
as that.
Time is over because there are many places that we have to go for the Lord. Wow. I tell you, we got started, and we're at the end of the broadcast, 45 seconds remaining. Thank you all for being with me on today. I love you all. I want to thank those who are in the chat room. God bless you. Thanks for being with us and staying with us. The archives are available after the show, blogtalkradio.com/power. Lalisa, Prophetess Lalisa, thank you so much for being I count it a privilege to have you with me on today, knowing the business of your schedule.
Bless you, and bless everyone.
Amen. God bless
you. Bless you.
And Erica and Tina, God bless you. Let the Lord use you on tonight when you go forth and minister at 5. I'll be there. I'm just praying with you. And don't be afraid of their faces. Amen. Just let the Lord have his way. And Erica, God bless you. I love you. Know that I love you. Know that, and Tina, I had you muted. Did you say something? Amen. Erica, I love you. God bless you. Gazelle, God bless you. Erica, I say Gazelle first. God bless you because she was in the chat room. She's gone now. But Erica, God bless you. Stay encouraged on this week. God's going to keep you. God will keep you. And know that I love you, and I will see you next time. Amen.
Love you, too.
God bless you. If you need me, text me, call me, leave me a message.
Yes.
I'm busy, but you know I'll get back to you.
Yes.
Amen. God bless you. So this is Pastor Rebecca. We're going to play I Give Myself Away. That's what we've been talking about today. I'll see you right here next week on blogtalkradio.com/power.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Give myself away so you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell them.
Here I am. Here I am.
give myself to you.
I just want to whisper out of our prayer tonight. My life is not my own.